AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Trump legal team wants the Washington, D.C. judge who's presiding over his election subversion trial linked to the Capitol insurrection to step aside from the case, our Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump wants a new judge. Lawyers are asking Judge Tanya Chutkan to recuse herself, saying her past statements about Trump call into question whether she can be fair. The latest flashpoint, with Chutkan repeatedly warning Trump against making inflammatory public comments and him continuing to blast her on social media.
The government is set to make its case against Google in a Washington courtroom. Here's our Michael Lidke.
Billions of dollars that Google pays to be the default search engine on things like the iPhone most prominently. So the government alleges that effectively blocking out rivals like Microsoft's Bing and DuckDuckGo.
California lawmakers have just passed the strictest climate emissions bill in the country, requiring companies to disclose their direct and indirect greenhouse gas emissions. 22 years after terrorists rocked the nation to its core, the victims of the 9/11 attacks were honored. Our Julie Walker reports from New York.
A bell tolls at ground zero during the reading of the almost 3,000 names of those killed on 9/11. Gabrielle Gabrielli, who lost her uncle, Richard Gabrielle, says 22 years later, it's still heartbreaking.
There is no graveyard. This is the final resting place.
The White House has just approved a deal to free up frozen Iranian assets in exchange for the release of five detained Americans. A final approval is expected in less than a day for new COVID vaccines that address newer variants. The shots could be given as early as this week. This is AP News. The British scientist who cloned Dolly the sheep has died.
Wilmot and his team set off a global discussion on the ethics of cloning when he announced the successful cloning of a lamb using the nucleus of an adult sheep.
Dolly was born last July and she's a perfectly healthy animal.
The lamb's cloning in 1996 was heralded as a revolution by some scientists, but it also unnerved many, with critics calling such experiments unethical. Karen Chamath, London.
California lawmakers have voted to end a ban on state-funded travel to states that had anti-LGBTQ laws. The boycott began in 2017 against North Carolina, but now it's ballooned to 26 states, blocking lawmakers and researchers from attending functions. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.